Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. Going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848. Or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. So I want to say happy love day to you for those who are celebrating Valentine's Day. And we are going to share with you how even love in itself can help you have transformation. This is our series, if you can transform your mind, you can change your life. I need you guys to understand that this is so true. Anything. If you can transform your mind, you can transform anything. Because now the world is a different place for you. Your perspective, everything, makes the difference of what you experience in your life and in your business. Our scripture today is going to be coming out of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 26 through 27. And I think it's so timely here. And all I can tell you is that if you are a person that leads with heart versus your head, if your heart is directly connected of God, winning will be all you do. I know it sounds corny. It sounds like the world that we live in. But these are tried, tested, proven principles at work. We got to go to the Lord so that we can understand what is it that God wants from us, and what can we do to invoke true transformation, a dramatic change, even though it happens gradually, that's permanent. We don't want to sway back and forth anymore. We just want to live for you, Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because this is the day you've made, and we're so glad, we're joyous, we're here in the land of the living. Father God, we thank you for this day as we lift up in this only one day that they want to acknowledge and even celebrate love. We know that there are some that would say, hey, you know, that's not really a kingdom, but every day is a day for us to celebrate love because you are love. We're grateful, oh Father God, that we're able to acknowledge that and connect our heart to you. Growing businesses, having happy lives will be inevitable for your people. So as we are seeking things and seeking your kingdom and your righteousness, we know that all the things that we desire, that we want, will be added to us. We're thankful, Father God, that we're standing on your word. As your servant decreases, may your Holy Spirit increase. Teach us, guide us, direct us, and comfort us on this day. We lift up, Father God, anyone right now who their heart is heavy, that their heart and their minds turn to you. Lord, you said that your burden is light and your yoke is easy. Yes, that is the path we would like to take, the path that you have already made straight. We honor you, bless you, and we want to seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want us to come in on, you know, today and have a conversation. I want us to first turn our Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 through 27. And we're talking about transformation. We're talking about transformation, though, and a positive, upward, onward manner. There are some things that can happen in life, and everyone has been there, that can easily harden our heart. But let's read the word of the Lord as he shares with us through the book of Ezekiel. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. We're not talking about just knowing the word of God. We're not talking about just talking or speaking the word of God. We're talking about living the word of God. And if you're able to do these powerful, powerful principles, success will be inevitable, and you will be able to find peace in the midst of storms. You will be able to continue to move. You are immobile. When we start talking about transformation and having the Spirit of the Lord within us, we're talking about having the heart of a winner, not a whiner, a heart of a victor, not a victim, and a heart of love, not a heavy heart of lead. I am telling you right now that this information will help you create a clear, clear, clear vision for where you should be going if you're not on that path yet. I have seen so much self-sabotage in this industry when the heart is far from God. And I am going to share with you, it may appear, because the world, the enemy will trick you and make you believe that you're moving forward when you're moving backwards. I want you guys to understand something. This is an industry that's all based off of people. You as a transformational leader, you as a person wanting to say you want to do great exploits in God's name, as we pray every single day for this. God is not going to allow you to do anything in his name if it's not his word. I'm going to say this one more time. He's not going to allow you to do anything in his name if it's not his word. So eventually, if you try to be like an imposter, you're trying to act like you're doing one thing, he is going to expose, pull it down. I am telling you right now, I am a leader. I've had to deal with so much just to stand in the word of God. I'm telling you right now, even in the standpoint of, they'll say, okay, the enemies, the accuser of the brethren, they would even throw things on you, throw things at you. But because I have the heart for God's people, I declare victory every day in every aspect of my life. You get the authority to do the same thing no matter where you are. And when you feel that I don't have anything else to fight with, you can fight with love. All of that should be our first weapon. Ladies and gentlemen, those who have a heart for God will always come back to this place, because you don't have the heart of soul, you have the heart of flesh, his spirit. A moldable heart. Transformation is going to happen for those who are moldable. If you're too rigid to make a drastic change, you'll sit in your circumstances much longer than you'd like to. It's just that simple. You can release yourself from the bondage of poverty, lack, jealousy, covetousness, all these things by simply saying, Lord, mold me. Take my heart, do what you need to do so I can serve you and your people. Person said, well, what, Nicole, are you talking about? We're talking about network marketing. But I'm going to break this down for you. Just like the Holy Spirit broke it down for me many years ago. People are God's highest creation. Here we are as a person. We look up at the sky and we're at like, wow, God created the sky. If we were to see an angel, we're like, wow, that's an angel. And angels are watching us all the time saying, but mindful of thee. Like, why you keep thinking about them? They don't even think about you. We know who you are. They half know who you are. But then you gave them your image. Well, that in itself is powerful enough for anyone to want to say, I want transformation. I want that mind of Christ. I want that. Because if you have the mind of the king, you'll start walking in your kingdom rights in business. You can stand up tall, busting out goals, walking in authority, and do it without fear. I want to know how many of you all want that. You want that heart where love ain't scared. You going out there helping people? What you scared for if you're doing it in love? I was in the mall picking up some stuff for Kaden, my mom, Robert, my mother-in-law for Valentine's Day. And by the time I was talking to people in the area, they started calling people saying, come on, you need to come get this lady card. Come get her card. Come here. Calling people from other little counters, come meet her. You need to come get her card. Just because I'm looking at them saying, I can help you. I can look at them eye to eye. Say, I can help you. You like doing this? What you doing here? How long you been doing this? Oh, man, I really want something different. This one young lady, she said, my father, our family owned a very prominent tire shop. And we entrepreneurs all our life. And she was amazing. She helped the counter. And I bought some cleanser and stuff from her. And she began to talk. I said, well, you need to put our movement. You've been here 12 years. You do awesome here. But what if you were walking in your right of entrepreneurship, like your dad? What would it be like? I really want that. Now, look at my family. Some of y'all probably done seen the same lady and said to her. Desperate for change, but waiting on an invitation. But if you're coming from the heart, not the head, no one's feeling like you're trying to bend their mind. They see it as you're trying to release them from something that they're been dealing with, or you're now wanting to support them, you're now wanting to help them go to the next level. And then giving will be just who you are and what you do. Let's open up the line this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Love Day. We typically don't like to share any particular thing because we like this to be evergreen. To come in and say good morning to us. I see some type of number. I don't know what that is. We want to see what's going on board on this morning. I am extremely, extremely excited. Those who want to walk and build the business with heart and they head, honey, your head will blow up with all that corrupt stuff that people are thinking about. I'm going to tell you this right here, because even in, as I begin to do, something's going on with the board, you know, as I begin to do my research, even in this scripture of Ezekiel 36, 26 through 27, and when we start talking about the heart and saying, well, why would I want to get rid of the heart of stone? Well, that hardened heart towards God will keep you in a place of being separate from what God wants you to do, and everybody wants to be loved. Do you know that's why most people act up or act out? They feel like they're not getting enough love. I tell you. He just wants some love. Let me see if we can get into this queue here. Let's see. I don't know. Let's try this here. Let's try 682, last 49444. Can you hear us?
Good morning,
okay?
Nicola. Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
God bless you. Good morning, Queen. How are you?
Good. This is T. Hullaby, wine glass.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm still going from conference. You hear me?
Yeah, awesome.
You know, I know for a fact that I'm moving in the direction that I need to be moving. You know, every single day since I've been back, the enemy's just been throwing distraction. After trying to deter me, trying to say, stop moving forward and focus on this. Yesterday, I got a call from my son's school, and while I was out of town, mind you, this is 2 days ago, I got back. While I was out of town, this young lady put some glue and some hummus and gave it to him and had him eat it. And when I was on that call, I immediately, like, I was livid. And then I said, Jesus. I knew that it was an attack of the enemy, because the day before I got another call about my brother, and I love my brother. That's my baby, actually, okay? We're 10 years apart, but he was with me every single day. And I got a call about him, another distraction. I signed up an agent yesterday prior to the call that I got. I signed up an agent, and it's not even 30 minutes after I signed her up, she got a call about this guy at her husband's job attacking him with a machete. When I tell you that I understand how close I am to reaching the goals that God has for me to reach, that I know that these things are here not to stop me but to push me forward, and that I need to just let God handle it, and that I don't handle it, I understand this, and it's all part of business. It's not for you to stop. It's not for you to stop. It's to help propel you forward. It's to help you be stronger so that you can help other people be stronger. And I got a text back from the young lady that signed up. She said, and I said, you know, I'm going to keep you in my prayers. I wanted to tell her, you know, move forward. I know what this is. This is a strong team. I know what this is coming against you. She said, all this does is fuel, without me saying anything, she said, all this does is fuel me to want to build this business larger.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I said, these are the kind of people that I need on my team. Without me having to say anything, that you automatically, she goes to my church anyway, you automatically know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel you.
I just want everyone to be encouraged on that.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. You know, people have no clue during that time. It seemed, I'm sure, during after convention, if myself have been faced with some of the biggest, hardest challenges ever.
Yes.
And of course, just like the oil runs down to the warfare. And I tell you something. I'm very familiar with the warfare, and we always win.
Yes, ma'am.
God's people always win. It's the end in mind. I shared that even at convention about if the vision is clear, you know what the end is, so you know what don't fit.
Exactly. Mm.
It's so important in transformation to get the vision clear, because transformation is painful.
Mm.
It's painful. It's not like a massage. It's a beatdown. So people begin to understand that. They'll stop running from it and just go through it because they know what's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I bless you. I'm telling you right now, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Okay, good morning. Good morning. 318, last 48005. Good morning. Let's see here. Let's go to 36, last 42328. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Robinson Wyo out of Palm Bay, Florida. How are you this morning?
Good morning. God bless you. Good morning.
Yes, I just wanted to piggyback off the young lady before. Just getting home yesterday from Vegas, from convention, fired up. And when I tell you distractions, literally getting on the call, driving my daughter to school, just got sideswiped. And I'm sitting here in the median right now waiting on the officers and just thanking God right now that it's no injuries. But I know that God has something greater, and I'm not going to let this ruin my day. I kind of wait, but right now I'm just going to stay focused and
mm-hmm.
know what God has poured into all of us at convention, and I'm ready to get to work. And I'm not going to let this, you know, hinder my day and just move forward and keep it moving, because we're still here. We're not hurt, but it's just another distraction. I got to keep it moving.
Another distraction.
So I want to thank you, Nicola, for everything that you have poured into us, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
My God. God bless you guys. I'm so happy that you are okay. We want to cover you with the blood of Jesus and let your day continue to move on. And that's what we have to do. You have the Spirit of the Lord. You keep moving. You keep moving even though. I know if I have to go through some warfare, I know if revelations of darkness comes to me, I know what will happen to the people that are there. That's why we have to stay prayed up, and that's why you can't afford not to have God all up in your business, every area. And I heard some other people to do the same. I love you. Transformation is happening. You might can't see it. You might can't feel it, but it's happening. Now, go out there and go to work. Get it done. Y'all know my work. Get it done. Take care.